My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's readings are about hospitality and the necessity of listening to God before acting. Today's first reading describes how Abraham and Sarah's hospitality to strangers was rewarded by God, who blessed them with a son in their old age. St. Paul, in the second reading, also gives us an example of spiritual hospitality as he speaks to us of giving our lives so that others may know the saving power of Jesus. The gospel passage describes how Martha and Mary welcomed Jesus into their home. Both Martha and Mary love and serve the Lord so much. Martha is the perfect host, and Mary is the perfect disciple. For Martha, the priority is service. For Mary, the priority is relationship or being with the Lord. Martha prepares the house for Jesus and his disciples. She was very, very busy in the kitchen to prepare meals for the Jesus. But Mary sits listening at Jesus' feet. Martha gets angry and expresses her displeasure to Jesus. Jesus, however, seems to have taken the side of Mary and corrects Martha. Martha loved Jesus as much as Mary, and Jesus was enjoying the hospitality of Martha. My dear friends, Jesus seems to have a different view here. Jesus said to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted about many things, but one thing is needful." And Mary has taken the better part, and it is not to be taken away from her. Jesus corrects Martha not for her activity, but for her worry and distraction. It does not mean that Jesus did not appreciate Martha's hospitality, but Jesus blamed her for being so anxious and upset about many things. She forgot very important element in her relationship with Jesus. Martha was failed to listen to Jesus. She was preparing meal for Jesus. My dear friends, if she does not do that job, nobody else would do it. But the problem with her was that she wanted her sister Mary also to engage in the same work. My dear friends, you may be very busy in your lives. You have to work hard to come up in your business. You have to get up very early in the morning and work hard and go to bed very late. It may be a necessary job, but does life only consist of working? Yes, you are working for a reason. You are working for your family. But do you spend the time with your family? Do you look into their spiritual conditions? You are working hard, but today Jesus says, you are busy about many things, but one thing is needful. Think about your family. Think about your spiritual life. Think about the time you spent with Jesus in prayer. Mary is the perfect disciple. Mary's activity is mentioned in few words. She sits beside the Lord at his feet, listening to his instructions and teachings. My dear friends, listening to the word of God is very, very important in our lives. Both Martha and Mary express their love and openness to Jesus in different ways. Martha loves the Lord with her serving, while Mary loves the Lord with her listening and presence. Martha takes the way of service. Mary takes the way of relationship or being with the Lord. Martha is given an example of active life, and Mary acts example of contemplative life. My dear friends, both are needed in our own lives and building up our families and our communities. Prayer and work in life must be combined in a healthy way. One cannot substitute with other. We need to combine both aspects in our everyday life. Our prayer life must give direction and energy to our action. Prayer is very, very important. The word of God must lead us to action, to change the world around us. Without the Bible or without the word of God and prayer, our actions are not inspired by God. Without action, our sharing and prayer becomes empty and hypocritical. Prayer and service are very important in our lives. My dear friends, we cannot please our God without prayer and service. Our communities, our families, our church need both charism, prayer and service, to function properly. Some of us may be more like Martha, who was good at organizing and getting things done well. We need Marthas in our church. However, many of us may be more like Mary, who was good at listening and praying. We need Marys in the church also. Whatever your gift may be, use it for the glory of God. but also be thankful for those who have a different gift. Because, my dear friends, none of us can do it all. The good disciple both pray and serve. May God bless you.